Thank you all for coming to our last Restore, and welcome to those who are coming for the first time. The night will begin with a student testimony, followed by adoration with praise and worship. During adoration, there will be an opportunity to go to confession and or prayer teams. Our speaker tonight is Drew Drake. He was born and raised in Lincoln, Nebraska, and has one brother. Drew is a senior here at Pius, is involved in campus ministry, baseball, and basketball. Please welcome Drew.
First off, I just want to say thanks to everyone for being here. Growing up, I was baptized Catholic, but I always went to public school. Faith was something that I would still practice. I went to CCD every Wednesday, and I received all my sacraments. During this time, I never really understood how important the sacraments were and why they were important. It was sort of just something I had to do. Going to church was boring. I always thought that it took forever, and I never truly understood what was going on. I just knew that I had to go and behave so my parents would not get mad at me. Going to public school is very different. No one really talks about their faith there, so I also never did. I never really knew anything about my friends or even if they believed in God. As I was about to begin high school, I decided I was going to come here to Pius. I knew Pius was a Catholic high school, but the faith was never really a reason why I chose to come here. My dad had coached baseball at Pius for about 15 years or so, so I decided I should come here as I would be familiar with a lot of things here. And I also had a couple of friends who I already knew from basketball, so the change from public to private was not that difficult for me. So my freshman year, I remember I went to confession, and this was the first time I had gone to confession since I was in fifth grade. I do not remember much about it, but just as something that I needed to do because I had not done it in forever. And I don't really remember much else about my freshman year, but that I never really took the faith seriously. I was just going through the motions. I was being a bare minimum Catholic. My freshman year and the next 2 years are really when I started to grow away from God. I stopped regularly attending Mass. I would occasionally with my family, but for sure not every Sunday. When I went to Mass, I never paid attention, and I was often just spacing off, thinking of other things or what I was going to do when I got home. I did not pray, I did not know how to, and I never really had the desire to. Receiving the sacraments was an afterthought, and I never went to confession or received Jesus when I went to Mass. For me, I was putting my sports and my friends first and not God. My schedule was always around these two things, not Him. As you can imagine, falling into sin at this point was very easy for me. Falling into temptations of the world, doing things that weren't right, but at the end of the day, I didn't really care. I was just living out my high school experience. And ultimately, this made me feel empty. I had nothing to turn to, and I just kept falling back into sin. Something I want you guys to learn from this is that no matter what grade you're in right now, that high school is a really exciting time in your life. It could even be the best time of your life. But do not fall into sin and the things the devil is aiming at you without coming back to God. No matter how much you sin or fall, God still loves you. This is something that a lot of people do not understand, myself included. And it took me a while to understand this, but it is the truth. This all turned around for me this year when our basketball team started a discipleship group. I really was all in for this because I knew I needed to change my life, and I also saw God working in other people's lives. I knew I just needed to trust Him. Then I was invited to go to Restore earlier this year, and I went to confession for the first time in 3 years. The joy this brought me after was incredible, and I just felt renewed and so loved. After this, I started to attend Mass regularly and receiving the sacraments. This was sort of the next step for me to grow in my faith, but once again, I started to put sports as the top thing in my life. I would still pray, but I stopped going to Mass for a while. I thought I was too busy or had too much going on, and this went on for about 3 months. Earlier in the year, I signed up for a retreat called Tech, and I went on that retreat in April. A bunch of my friends were going, and I figured that this would be really good for me. 3 days without a phone, but I mean, I was with all my friends, so it shouldn't have bothered me that much. Before this retreat, I'd hear people talking about having big God moments, and this was never really the case for me. I was sort of wondering if this would happen, but I was not really like expecting anything. And then just during this retreat, I really learned that you do not need to have a big God moment to come to know and feel God's love. This retreat turned out to be nothing short of amazing for me. I felt God's love the whole time. At the end of the day, everyone desires to be endlessly loved. And during this retreat, I came to know that God is the only person who can endlessly love us. After going to confession and adoration and just praying, I realized that God had been showing himself in my life and I just never saw it or seen it. He was there. There's so much about this retreat that is awesome, but just being able to have open and vulnerable conversations with your peers without judgment was just really incredible. We all have struggles, and if you think you're alone with that struggle or sin, I promise you, you're not. Our world is judgmental, and a lot of people give so much time into judging others or caring a lot about how people view them. Although not judging is hard for us as humans, it is something that just brings us closer to the devil. As Catholics, we'll always be judged about our faith and what we do and what we believe in. We'll always be put to the test, but we should not care what others think or say because God has revealed the truth to us. This retreat also really helped me in a sense of I grew in my relationship with God, and this is really what I wanted from the retreat. I always knew God was real, but I never had a personal relationship with him. And over this retreat, I really learned how to pray and what I should pray for, and how to sit in silence, listen to him, and not always ask for things, just listen. God really presented what I should be living for. I should be living for him and to spread his word to everyone I encounter in some way. This is what we're all called to do as Catholics, and I felt this so strongly during my retreat, and I still do now. So during this retreat, we're told to like pick out an image or a phrase, and so the image that I picked out during the retreat, and we have it by the confessionals in the chapel. It's an image of Jesus, and below him it says, "Jesus, I trust in you." This image really stood out to me. I don't really know why, it just did. In the Litany of Trust, there's a part that says, "Jesus, I trust in you, that your plan is better than anything else. Jesus is the light in the darkness of sin and the devil. No matter what, just trust in Jesus" was all I was really thinking. One of my favorite Bible quotes is Hebrews 12:1. And it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us." We're all running a race to heaven. This race is not a sprint, it's a marathon. While you're running this race, bring people with you, spread God's word, and trust in him. The most important thing I want you guys to take from this is that wherever you are at with your faith, God still loves you. You're never too far gone. Another quote that I heard was, "A saint is a sinner who keeps trying." Do not give up even if you fall. We all fall. Put God first in your life and plan accordingly. He will bring you so much joy and true happiness. Thank you.